Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, we're joined for some reaction to Simon Harris becoming Taoiseach, which is expected to happen later today, by Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin spokesperson on Foreign Affairs and Defence. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm sure you just stepped out there because I can see votes being taken. You were on here last week telling us and calling on independents not to support Simon Harris for Taoiseach. Enough of them didn't listen to you. Why do you think that happened?
I think it's clear that some people are afraid of the electorate. Certainly Fine Gael don't have the guts to put their new Taoiseach to the electoral test, and I think that's really disappointing because, as I said last week, every day, every week, every month and every year that this government are in office, the worse the housing crisis is going to get, the worse the crisis in our health system.
But specifically, like the independents who you said directly to them, don't support Simon Harris, don't do it. They did. I mean, what does that say about what's going to happen down the line when you might be knocking on their door?
Well, what we want to have is an opportunity to go to the people to put a case for an alternative government, I think. And certainly the feedback I have been receiving over the past week or so is that people are eager for change. They're eager for the opportunity to cast judgment on this government in the first instance. They're eager for the opportunity to allow all parties to set out their stall and to decide what the government should look like. And clearly, you know, this government, through pivotal votes, in fact, all pivotal votes, have secured the support of independent TDs who then run back to their constituents and pretend that in some way they're acting in opposition to the government. But when it has really mattered, they have stumped up time and time again. And as I say, I think that's disappointing because I think the people deserve a general election. I don't think anyone is buying any spin that this is a representation of change that we're witnessing in the Dáil today. This is essentially government clinging on for as long as they can. Because, as I said, they don't have the guts to actually face the electorate.
All right, well, let's look ahead. So if the next time you are going into government, it will most likely be in a coalition. Is it time now, and is it something that you're doing, readying the ground for that? And if you look at it in balance, is Fianna Fáil the most likely partner at this stage?
I think we're getting way ahead of ourselves there, Claire. What we want to see is a general election where we can put forward a strong slate of candidates, where we will go to the people and ask the people.
But you were talking about, we're talking about what you have been saying you want for the last, you know, since this Dáil was formed, and in particular over the last number of weeks. So let's talk about how it would work. Is Fianna Fáil your most likely partner in government?
No, and you'll recall I and several other Sinn Féin spokespersons, including our leader Mary Lou MacDonald, have been very clear that what we think Ireland needs more than anything is a government that doesn't include Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, because those two parties have had the reins of power for over 100 years. And we've seen over the past 4 years how they have held on to power just for the sake of holding on to power and remaining in government, as they have failed on all the key litmus tests.
But where would you go then? Because you've dissed the independents a few minutes ago. So where do you go?
We go to the people in the first instance. That's how elections and democracy works, Claire. We go to the people, we ask them to endorse a Sinn Féin-led government, a government that will actually deliver on change, on housing, on health, on cost of living crises, on all the multitude of crises that have gotten worse under the current governmental arrangements. We ask the people to give us the greatest possible mandate. And then on the basis of that mandate, we will discuss a programme for government based on that mandate, for which we will actually deliver the policy changes. Because this, to us, has never been about individual personalities or never been about the people who managed to sit around the cabinet table. This is about delivering on the policies that will affect Irish people's lives for the better.
Okay, now we don't tend to read too much into opinion polls. We approach them with caution. What's your own explanation, though, Matt, for why Sinn Féin appears to be losing touch with voters? Like, what are you hearing about the reasons for the drop? The peak was 37.9%. It's now 27.2%. What do you think is happening there?
Well, to be clear, the peak in real terms was the 2020 general election. That was when it mattered. That was when people went to the polls and when we secured 25% of the vote. I haven't seen any opinion polls that have indicated that we're below that. It has been my contention for
a long period of time. But you haven't grown since then, according to what we're seeing now. But you have been at a much higher level in the past number of years. Like, do you have an explanation for that?
Well, it's my contention that the Irish people have decided that they want change. It's up to us as a political party leading the opposition to convince people that Sinn Féin is the vehicle by which that change can be delivered. Now, of course, the optimum time to be able to outline that when we get an opportunity to set out all our policies in detail and speak to people on the ground is in the context of election. We have electoral contests, the contests in the local and European elections coming up.
And do you accept that there has been a softening? There has been a softening in your poll numbers, though, right?
Well, our poll numbers are what they are. What I'm saying is that they are consistently above the historic high that we achieved in 2020. We have much work to do in order to be able to lead the government that I outlined. And we are going to leave no stone unturned to connect with every single community across this state and setting out Sinn Féin's positive vision for addressing the crises that are there. And it is not unusual in what a midterm of government for opposition parties to find it more difficult to be able to set out what it is that we will do different to a government. But I actually think the decision of Leo Varadkar to resign has refocused minds to the change that is needed, the change that is wanted by, I think, a huge section of people. And I think the decision of Fine Gael to refuse to go before the people and the decision of Fianna Fáil and the Green Party and Independents to back them in that will refocus minds, and I think people will remember why it was that they want to change. And I believe that when the opportunity comes, Sinn Féin will set out a very positive positive platform. We'll have a very strong team of candidates right across every constituency, and I would hope and we'll do so in all humility when we go to the people, that the people will respond positively to what we have to offer.
All right, Matt, thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us. That's Matt Carthy there from Sinn Féin. Heather Humphreys, Fine Gael Minister, is on her feet now, and she is nominating Simon Harris for Taoiseach, and that nomination will be seconded by Peter Burke. So the procedure is underway, and we'll keep you up to date with it all as it happens.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.